Hello everyone, this is my erotica mind and I'm here to answer a questionnaire made by Pretty Bookworm. So it's called Bookies Cake Day Celebration Questionnaire. So first of all, I know I'm late, okay, but happy cake day, honey. I hope you enjoy and that we can have a lot of cake days together, right? So, first of all, I want to apologize for my English, because when I record some audios, my role plays and stuff, I have a script, and now I am just answering questions, so maybe things get so weird here. I am a self-learning or self-tutoring, whatever. I learn English all by myself. Okay, and I just love doing this. And well, I'm here reading and trying to answer. So I hope you enjoy it. Okay, so let's go. This is a so cute questionnaire and it's so emotional for me too. But I am trying. Okay, let's go. First question, what is the one thing every birthday party must have for an adult? Honey, adult or not, food. Birthday party, party. You say party, I say food. You say party, I say food. Okay, that's enough. So, food, yes, because I think food connect people. I think food is a celebration thing. I think food is, I don't know, I just think that we need food. Okay, that is that all right? Great, so let's go on. Well, two, what's the biggest celebration in your country every year? Honey, Brazil, Carnaval. Hey, every time someone talk to me, hello, Brazil, Carnaval, Samba, Mulher Pelada is naked woman, okay, and yes, we have Carnaval here, it's such a beautiful party, and yes, there are naked women there, it's artistic naked, and Samba, yes, is the rhythm, typical music, and for Carnaval, and I just love Carnaval, because it's such a great party, it's beautiful, and all those colors, and all that music, I love this, I just love Carnaval, and if you love too, you should come to Brazil, because it's an amazing party to know. So that's it, that's a unique experience. Yes. Third, name a typical food or dish, use it in a celebration. Okay. So, we have here two typical foods, especially for a celebration. Well, actually it's for everything, but I think the first one is the barbecue. Is no, our barbecue is different, so we have different ways to make barbecue, and we don't have steaks, actually we have beefs and stuff, and I think every time that someone or get married, or have birthday or something, sometimes you just see on the invitation barbecue after. So okay, we have a barbecue here. It's really typical to make, and where I live, of course, my city, and let's see, the second one is feijoada. Yes, second one is feijoada, Brazilian feijoada. I'll write it if you want to learn more. It's basically black beans cooked with pork, and we have pork crinkling, and white rice and some, I don't know, crumbs, I think it's tall, is in English crumb, farofa. So it's a very typical dish of Brazil, and well, for celebration too. Caipirinha, and caipirinha is a typical drink here. It's pinga, alcohol, and lemon juice and sugar squeezed, and so, and ice is so delicious. I prefer caipirinha with sake or vodka, because I can't take pinga. It's extremely strong for me, so I can't, but we have another version, so yes. Four. What was the last thing you celebrated, and did you have a good time? Yes, it was my graduation just now in July. Or July or June? I don't remember. But well, June or July, right now. And I was so happy, yes, because it was my first graduation and I am not that young. So I am extremely happy, and was amazing because when the students were going to their chairs, we were, because here we stay in a back, in the stage. So I was wearing my hard sunglasses that I just lost. Oh my god. And I just love them. And but I'll find it. And I just put them on and I started to dance. It was playing, the music was playing, I don't remember which one, but it was Shakira, and I started to dance, and I entered dancing, you know, just dancing and sending kisses, and everybody was laughing and so having so much fun, and my teachers, everyone just laughing, just sending kisses back, and it was amazing. It was really amazing. I was just happy. And yes, I had a great, great time. I hope I feel it again. Right. Five. What's a good thing that happened recently that you would like to celebrate? So I have two things, but one of them is extremely personal, so I can't tell, not now. But the second, it was actually recent, about, I mean, 9 or 10 days ago, I joined the GWA. I am fighting against depression right now, and the community just helped me so much. And not just for that, but the man who inspired me join, I told him later, the man who inspired me, I sent him a private message and he answered me, and now I feel we sometimes talk, and for me he's a friend. I feel him like a friend, so he's so kind with me, so cute, and I just love it. So these things are helping me for fight against depression, and yes, I mean, getting better. So I want to celebrate it because it's so great, and I think I have a future on a career, on erotic career, erotic poetry and stuff and audios, whatever. Of course, not here, but you know,
I just like it. I found a thing in my life that I don't know, I just feel that's my way right now. Okay. Six, what's your favorite kind of celebration? I have three favorites. One, and the first one, the top, is Christmas. Because here in Brazil, Christmas is summer and it's so hot here. I mean, you can get 30, more than 30, almost 40 degrees Celsius degrees, and it's a time that the malls are all just beautiful with all those Santas and those big, huge balls, golden balls, and Christmas trees. This is so beautiful here. And Brazilians are creative, so they make a Santa in the pool without all that cold. So I think here is amazing. We have great artists here, and I just love Christmas subjects. Christmas, every stuff about Christmas. My second is Festa Junina, June party. That is a saint party, is a Catholic party, but I am not Catholic, okay? But I still celebrate it, and it's such a beautiful party because we have typical dances and typical foods. And the dance, you can actually, they often usually add to the dance. It's called quadrilha. It's like a country music here. They always have this sketch about a bride. Sometimes she's pregnant, sometimes she's not, and the groom being forced from the bride's father to get married, so he has a huge gun saying, "Oh yes, you're gonna marry to my daughter." So sometimes the bride just run away with another guy, and it's so funny. I mean, we have several plot twists here on the story, and we start to laugh. And sometimes girls dress like boys and boys dress like girls. It's so funny. It's really a funny thing, but also a nostalgic thing for me, because I was a Catholic student and this was part of my life. So that's it. I think this both, but the third and last but not least, my birthday. I just love my birthday because it's a day that. Oh God! Stop crying. All right. It's a day that I take to myself, and I received all those messages with so much love about my birthday, and from several people that know me, that follow me on the socials, and I feel very, very loved that day. And of course, gifts. I love gifts. And but I mean, people send me message and hug me and coming to kiss me and wishing the best things they can wish for me. It's just a great time, and I take the most part of the day for me to be alone. So I used to go to a Starbucks and drink something that I like, eat a red velvet for me because it's my favorite cake. And think about how I changed since the last birthday and since my change started. My whole changes, and this is another story. So yes, I think that those three celebrations for me are the tops. The tops. Okay. 7. What did you do for your cake day? My cake day is a little bit far, but believe me, I'll have a surprise for you. I don't know what, but I'll come up with a surprise for you. So let's wait a lot. Right. 8. Do you have a memory of a very fun celebration? God, I have several, because as you noticed, I was talking about my graduation. I am kind of clown class. Yes, something like this. Class clown. Yes, and I just love to, you know, make fun, with all the respect, of course, but make people laugh. I just love it, and I'm so happy with that. And I think every celebration from the past 10 years were very, very fun. I can't just pick one. I just can't. I just... Okay. I don't know. I just can't pick one. Sorry. I have. Yes, I have very, very fun celebrations to remind. Some of them really embarrassing. But okay, I'll tell one. I was with my ex, he was my boyfriend at the time, and we went on a Halloween party. So I dressed up as Freddie Mercury in that clip, video clip, I Want to Break Free. So I was with a pink blouse, a short black skirt, a wig, and a big, huge mustache. And everyone taking pictures of me. But I made him the best custom ever. The best. It was, let me see here. Let me just, I don't know if you remember that superhero from Dog Funny. Here we say homem codorna. Oh my god. Quail mail. I think it's this. So Doug Funny, and I just made him the costume. I made the belt, I made the cape, I made everything for him, and the shirt with the queue, and he almost win a contest, but he got the second prize, I think. So it was really funny that time. I love making costumes. I just love it. I love cosplay. I love this kind of stuff. Okay, and 9. Have you ever forgotten someone's birthday or some other celebration? What do you do to apologize if you did shit? Yes, I did this year with my best friend, Anna. I am so sorry. I am still sorry about that. I feel guilty. And I said, oh my god, I just forgot, and I haven't saw in the Facebook. And she said, well, how you forgot? Because I am the same in the same day of you, but different month. And I said, I am sorry, please, I apologize. I swear, next year I will remember that. And baby, if I forget, you can just, I don't know. I would say spank me, but it was kind of reward, so sorry. Well, whatever, you can be mean with me, because I promise that I will try not forget, because I forget everyone's birthday. I don't know what happens to me. I forget everyone's birthday but mine. Sorry, sometimes I forget mine too. Yes, I apologize. I said, I'm sorry. That was it. So, 10, the last one. What is the best gift you have ever gotten? Okay, so the best gift I think is life. Because when you fight against depression, geez, don't cry. life is the biggest gift ever. And a gift that someone gave to me, I think all the gifts were the best because people give their best for me and I receive their best. So WhatsApp message, someone singing for me. Once I have this friend and she started to sing Happy Birthday to You, just like Marilyn Monroe. And she said, then you imagine, you got it, okay? Imagine me naked, getting out of a huge cake. I said, yes, I want that cherry, baby. We were just, joking, but it was amazing. And every gift that people give to me, I think is the best because it's the best from that person. So for me, even a handshake, a hug, a kiss, something material, a dress, maybe I just love dresses and shoes, a book, books, I love books, and so material or emotional stuff, I think they are all the best gifts. So for me, all the best gifts that were all that I ever received in my life. So that's it. Thank you for listening. And I am sorry about my English again. And that's it. So, Bookie, honey, happy cake day celebration for you. Thank you. Thank you, everyone in the GWA and the backstage. You were just great. Thank you.